HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion Story. This week on She Slays, we have with us Miss Kirtida. Kirtida was diagnosed with Sjogren's syndrome in 2002, which is a rare rheumatic disease. This diagnosis came about after 13 years of struggling with her symptoms. She experienced sudden fevers, respiratory problems, burning blurry eyes, dental problems, and had a weak immunity. Sjogren's is an autoimmune condition which progresses with age. Kirtida is a true champion who has battled all the curveballs that life threw at her. With her steely determination and the zest for life, she started Shrogan India, a support group for patients battling this debilitating disease. So come, let's listen to this champion story.
Hello, this is Kirtida Oza from Ahmedabad. I have been living with Sjogren's syndrome for almost 2 decades now. Sjogren's syndrome is one of the most underdiagnosed or misdiagnosed of rheumatic conditions. Today, I'd like to share my story of learning to live with a complex, life-altering condition. I had a normal, very active life in my school and college days. After my post-graduation, I got a job at a premier institute in Ahmedabad. I loved my job as an environmental educator. I was ambitious and hoped for a great future professionally. I was happily married and was full of plans for my future. I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism after the birth of my first child. A few years later, I started falling sick very often. I would get repeated respiratory and other infections, sometimes needing hospitalization. I developed strange aches and pains and severe rashes over my lower limbs. My joints would suddenly swell up and cause tremendous pain. I suffered from dry mouth and needed repeated dental treatment. My dry eyes made working long hours a big challenge. But above all, I was profoundly tired. I felt it difficult to cope with the demands of my personal and professional life. I visited several doctors in the hope that I would get better. I was most annoyed when doctors treated me like a bag of organs instead of a whole bee. Since I did not look sick, my complaints were often dismissed as being a figment of my imagination. However, I was convinced I was sick and I set out to prove it. I did my own research and finally realized that I had this strange, difficult to pronounce illness called Sjogren's syndrome. In 2002, there was no practicing rheumatologist in Ahmedabad. I traveled to Mumbai to consult one. After a series of diagnostic tests and procedures, I was finally labeled as suffering from primary Sjogren's syndrome. My first reaction was a sense of relief and vindication. I was indeed sick and had not been imagining my illness as was being suggested even by medical professionals. I was in a hurry to find out how I was going to solve this problem. And therefore, the question, why me, did not arise. My diagnosis came at a time when I was all set to take up my dream job as an international visiting professor at a college in USA. With the pronouncement of the diagnosis of Sjogren's syndrome, I suddenly felt overwhelmed about how I would cope. I certainly did not want to give up this golden opportunity that I had worked so hard for. I have always believed in being my own health advocate. I had a frank discussion with my doctor about my dilemma. He explained that I needed treatment for managing the disease. He gave me 2 choices. I could either start the treatment immediately, but then I would need to meet him for regular follow-ups. The other option was to start the treatment only after I returned a year later. My mother and sisters were very worried about how I would manage living in a new country with a new job, with 2 young children, all by myself and being sick too. My husband, who has always supported me to do whatever I wished, was willing to help me think through this tough decision. I finally decided to go to America as planned and start my treatment only after I returned home. When I returned from USA, I was already sick and completely exhausted. New challenges awaited me at home. My husband had met with a serious road accident just before I came back. It took him over a year to get back on his feet. I was overwhelmed with having to handle resettling back, school admissions, domestic chores, buying and settling in a new house, and addressing other family needs. Since my own illness had progressed, I also needed to urgently find a doctor and get on with my own treatment. Luckily, I found a rheumatologist who had set up practice in my city that year. Thus began the journey of managing my health challenges under the able guidance of my doctor. I kept meticulous records of my symptoms and observations, including photographs. I asked questions and also read up a lot about the illness from authenticated sources. My treatment had its own challenges. The illness needed to be controlled with aggressive medication, which caused side effects initially. Just as I thought I had learned to manage one problem, another would crop up. Sjogren's flares, or sudden rise in disease activity and inflammation, needed to be addressed immediately with medical intervention. Over the years, I have battled several bacterial, viral, and fungal infections in various organs of my body, often requiring hospitalization, blood and plasma transfusions, etc. I need iron infusions periodically. As new illnesses and complications added on, I needed to consult over a dozen super specialist doctors. Today, I am dealing with 6 chronic conditions besides the daily challenges of managing fatigue, aches and pains, dryness of eyes, mouth, skin, balance issues, and even brain fog caused due to Sjogren's syndrome. My motto is to live well. I take proper medication, regularly follow up with my doctor, eat a balanced, healthy diet, follow a regular exercise regime, take breaks in between activities, and make time to do something I really enjoy. I have created a support network of friends and family who understand my challenges, and I have learned to ask for help when I need it and extend help when I'm better. During the COVID-19 pandemic, I have strictly followed the stay home, stay safe diktat and followed COVID appropriate behavior. I have kept myself occupied with activities that make me happy. The world has accepted the work from home style that I have been following for many years. I am disciplined about maintaining my routine. I have also got fully vaccinated and urge each of you to get vaccinated as soon as possible. My most challenging period was when my WBC counts started dropping and I was referred to a hematologist, a blood specialist. He diagnosed my problem as being myelodysplastic syndrome, or MDS, which is a very serious blood disorder that could even require bone marrow transplant. My family and I were devastated with this new diagnosis. However, my rheumatologist refused to accept the diagnosis without a second opinion. He himself made arrangements for me to consult with the best department of hematology at Christian Medical College at Vellore. I went through 3 bone marrow biopsies within 45 days and repeated blood tests and procedures. While at CMC, I suffered my worst Sjogren's flare-up. I was extremely sick. However, all's well that ends well. I was declared as not having MDS. What a relief! The low counts were a side effect of the immunosuppressant drug that I was taking for the last 5 years. I had to stop that medication. It is another matter that I picked up a dengue infection and had to be hospitalized all over again to deal with that. It took me a couple of months to get back to a new normal, but I never ever gave up hope. While every patient has to go through the physical trauma posed by the disease, support from family and friends is what makes the greatest difference to emotional well-being and healing. I am extremely privileged to have a family that has given me unstinted support through every health challenge. My family members would take over domestic responsibilities, manage the children, and nurse me back to health after every hospitalization. My friends have stood by me every time I needed them. When a woman is not able to fulfill the societal expectations of her role and responsibilities, she is taunted for being lazy, inefficient, asocial, and made to feel like a burden. I decided to support these patients that needed help. Here too, my friends and family supported me. Therefore, I co-founded a support group for patients suffering from Sjogren's syndrome in 2006. Sjogren's India is the first support group focused on Sjogren's syndrome that extends education and counseling support to patients and families from anywhere in India and others living abroad. We have been working on raising public awareness, educating patients and their families on disease management, and networking with support groups all over the world. Patients are referred to us by doctors, or they reach out to us digitally or via our helpline. Sjogren's India is also working closely with other support groups for rheumatic diseases. We are currently planning to work together to advocate for persons with invisible disabilities, workplace support, insurance, reducing costs of medicines, and other common issues. My journey with Sjogren's made me realize the importance of maintaining good physical and mental health. I realized the importance of not fighting the illness, but learning to accept and live within my limitations. I learned to listen to my body and to let go of my expectations from myself. I started healing only when I stopped trying to be the old me and started discovering the new me. Giving up my professional identity was my biggest challenge. However, when I decided to reorient my skills of environmental education and communication for health education and focused on supporting other patients, I found a whole new meaning and satisfying purpose to my life. I realized the importance of being happy. I made special efforts to do things I enjoyed, like eating good food, watching good movies, meeting friends, and even traveling with careful planning. I attended courses, learned new skills, and discovered my new talents. I learned filmmaking and enjoyed making a few short films. Patients go through the cycle of denial, acceptance, action, and finally healing to achieve a state of well-being. A chronic illness will not go away, but you have to learn to coexist by taking charge of your well-being. My message to my fellow patients is, please stop feeling guilty or ashamed for being ill. Come out and seek help from patient support groups for your condition. You are not alone. Educate yourself about your condition and educate others so that they understand and support you. Accept your illness. Make appropriate lifestyle changes. Above all, find time for yourself and do something that you really enjoy. Remember, you are much more than your illness.
So this was Kirtida's story. A true She Slays champion indeed, isn't she? We hope that her story inspired you and encourages you to take better care of your health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in. And don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is your host, Chaya Dabba, signing off. I will see you next week. Till then, take care and keep slaying.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.